This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Stolen valor and freedom of speech. Which trumps which? Xavier Alvarez was asked to speak about his background at a public meeting. He said, "I'm a retired Marine of 25 years and was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor." In point of fact, Xavier had not received the Medal of Honor nor any other military decoration, and this wasn't the first time that he lied. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote, "Lying was his habit. He lied when he said he played hockey for the Detroit Red Wings, and he lied when he said he married a starlet from Mexico. But when he lied about the Congressional Medal of Honor, he entered new ground. The Stolen Valor Act makes it a federal crime to falsely claim receipt of military decorations." Xavier was convicted, but the U.S. Supreme Court reversed, holding the government may not criminalize or prohibit speech simply because it is knowingly false. That while some categories of speech present a grave and imminent threat, false statements alone do not. So for Xavier, who stole respect, honor, and credibility while demeaning our true heroes, it's no truth and no consequences. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.